Good afternoon, Burlington area. You are tuned to 90.1 WREV FM, Burlington. This is DJ Bruce Williston, and it is 12 o'clock, high noon, as some like to say. The show is called Stay Awake by the Lake. I do this every single Tuesday from noon till 2. Got a great show lined up for you today, and at some point, I'm playing a song recommended by my friend MJ. That's right, you are going to hear a song that my college roommate and friend MJ recommended to me. I don't mean he's my roommate and he's in college. We were roommates when we were in college. I'm 34. I live with my wife. Let's go to the weather. According to weather.com in Burlington, it is 70 degrees right now. It's going to be mostly cloudy for the rest of the day. The hottest it will be all day is 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. when it will be 75 degrees. Thank you, weather.com. Let's keep it moving to the news. Burlington High School students bid farewell to downtown Macy's campus. Monday was the last day of school for Burlington High School students and the end of an era as they said goodbye to former Macy's department store. Burlington High School students walked out of their department store turned school for the last time Monday, giving one final wave to their downtown digs. Back in 2020, the old BHS had to close abruptly because of PCB contamination. Students then moved to the old Macy's downtown in City Place Mall. That's where they've been for 5 years. Despite its shortcomings, attending school in the heart of downtown had some perks. Students could grab a bite on Church Street and hang out in the city after classes, something many say was a silver lining. Location, that'll be the one thing that we're missing, said Hannah Harris, student body co-president. Other than that, I'm excited to get out, said Anna Boton, student body co-president. After Monday's parade down Church Street, the school community congregated in City Hall Park for a celebration and speeches from their new student body co-presidents. The two student leaders have spent their entire high school experience in the former Macy's and are now looking forward to a change of scenery. Literally everything. We're going to have three gyms, we're going to have locker rooms, lockers, just everything that's normal we're going to have, so I'm really excited for that. And windows, Harrison Booten said. Letting the light in was a common theme among students. I miss windows for sure, so that's going to be great, said Tully Starger Knox, a BHS freshman. Students then played a few games and said their goodbyes on their last day of school. Although the downtown schooling experience wasn't ideal, BHS freshman Sonia Hamm had a final message for classmates. Be grateful for what have and try to focus on the positive, she said. Direct quote. Underclassmen attended the celebration on Monday. Seniors were busy practicing for their graduation, which will take place at the new high school on Tuesday morning. Thank you, WCAX. Let's get the show rolling. Here is Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones, live at London Stadium. This one's going out to my dad. Keep it locked. We'll be here till 2 p.m. on 90.1 WREV FM, Burlington.
Graceless lady, you know how I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. Yeah, 'cause wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away.
I watched you suffer.